Hey y'all, it's Jack, and it's Friday afternoon, and it's been a little while since I put together a sort of a recap of what has happened recently. So I decided that I would start this recap by having this nifty audio post at the top of it, and then there'll be a bunch of links beneath it. So hopefully this will work out. So I've been thinking about music again, and what sort of intro music there should be for this. And I had this thought about using Elvis, and then I thought about Bonanza, the theme to Bonanza. Dum 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 dum. But I haven't done it partly because I don't have the technical expertise yet, and partly I just don't have the time to try and figure it out. But I might soon. So I thought I'd share just a few thoughts about this and that, and a little flotsam and jetsam, if you will. And later on, I hope to write some real posts. So, in no particular order of importance, what's making me grumpy in the blogosphere are some of these posts I'm reading now, which are really just self-congratulatory posts where people talk about how they're going to teach you how to do something. Some of them are beautiful examples of teaching and just fantastic, and I read them and I'm really impressed with what I read. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there's a point to it that really comes across to me as being altruistic. Somebody really wants to help. And in other cases, all I see is self-congratulatory. Let me teach you how to be the greatest blogger ever. Watch how I do this. Imitate me, and it'll be fabulous. Just fabulous. God, it just kills me. I mean, I understand the need for self-promotion. I wrestle with it all the time, and I think about what do I need to do to, try and pump this this joint up. What can I do to try and get more Facebook fans? How do I get more people to follow me on Twitter? How do I get more people to read me? Those things are all important because I have a goal, and the 17 longtime readers know that one of my goals is to write a book, and I'm working on it right now. And it doesn't hurt you when you try and approach agents or publishers or anybody in the industry and say, "Hey, look, I've got this great platform. It's already made. People love me, so love me too, read me." But the point is, I understand why people are doing what they're doing and how they're trying to promote themselves, and I get it because I'm trying to do it too, and I'm not perfect by any means. But some of you, if you stop to read and think about what you're doing, it's just not coming off well. And maybe it's just me. And you don't have to please everybody. You shouldn't try and please everybody because not everybody's going to like you. Certainly not everybody likes me. Not everybody hates me. Not everybody loves me. Some people are ambivalent, and if they don't love me, it probably means that they have no taste, no judgment. And others will say that if they love me, it's because they have no taste and no judgment. And that's okay. But it never hurts you to take a step back and think about what you're doing. And to have some humility and to remember that the blogosphere was here, for years, in some cases before any of you showed up, and it will be here after most of you are gone. You might think that I'm negative, but a lot of you are just going to drop off because you can't deal with the grind here because you haven't figured out how to have fun. And if you're not having fun with this, then what's the point? Life is too short, it's too hard. So you should have fun. So, I keep harping on this because just keep getting emails and running into these posts where people complain about blogging. Find the fun. Stop chasing after the brass ring unless you can have fun doing it. Anyhow, that's as much as I've got time to share with you right now. There are going to be a variety of links. I promise to come back later on with some new posts. I have this little thing called work that I have to do. It pays the bills, puts food on the table, mama needs shoes, all that kind of stuff. So I got to get back to that, and just I had to take a moment to clear my head because the writing I'm doing right now is it's pretty intense, and hopefully it's as good as I think it is. But I've got this sort of sinking feeling that I'm gonna read it and say, "What the hell was I thinking?" that's all right. I don't like most of my writing. Anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to leave them in the comments. And, love me. Become a fan. Follow me on Twitter. Read my blog. Subscribe. I'm out.